Sydney's gardens will likely be a little bit thirstier in the coming months, with the New South Wales government imposing water restrictions on Australia's biggest city for the first time in more than a decade. Level 1 restrictions will come into effect from Saturday, with bans on using sprinklers and hosing down paths and driveways, along with restrictions on how you can wash your car. There'll be heavy fines for people who break the rules. Much of New South Wales, as we know, has been in drought for 2 years. This is a pretty significant story for any city in Australia, but clearly a challenge for Australia's largest city. Catherine Port is the Executive Drought Lead for Sydney Water, the government body that provides drinking water to the greater Sydney area. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
These new restrictions will apply to Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Illawarra region as well. Do you think most people have been pretty unaware of just how dire the situation is?
Well, research that Sydney Water did recently found that around two-thirds of people in Greater Sydney were unaware that we were in drought. So in response to that, Sydney Water did start quite a campaign to build drought awareness, and you may have seen that over recent weeks. And that follows on a campaign that we've been running since late last year, since August last year, to make people aware of what they can do around the home to save water.
And tell me, what are the causes of the situation that this part of Australia is in? Is it purely the drought? Are there other factors?
So what we've experienced over the last 2 years, since about April 2017, is record low inflows into our dams. That's been caused by below average rainfall and above average temperatures. Pretty much we've experienced that every single month over the last 2 years. So last year we had very close to record low inflows to our dams, and that's led to a rapid decline in the dam levels.
I have been reading, though, that overall water demand has actually been rising more than double population growth over the last few years. So is part of this actually poor planning?
So what we have seen is that people's per capita use has decreased since the millennium drought. Traditionally, Sydneysiders used a lot of water per person, and over time we have become more water efficient. The millennium drought was really useful in people becoming more aware about the importance of water efficiency. And so we're looking for people to, again, look at how they can save water. What are the changes that they can make in their habits? What are more water efficient appliances they can have in their homes, so that we can all work together to make the most of the precious resource that we have?
Sure. I'm just trying to help our listeners understand exactly what's causing the situation that Australia's biggest city is now in. Clearly, water is a question that people right across Australia are thinking about pretty carefully today. I believe that between 2012 and 2018, water usage rose by 25%, while over the same period, the population only increased by 10%. So the demand for water has outstripped population growth by more than double.
I don't believe that's true. So in total of water usage, we are using less than we were in the late last century.
Right. So dispute those figures, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the leakage in the system? Because I'm also reading that there's significant amount of water lost from the system each day, something like the equivalent of 52 Olympic swimming pools. Does that have an impact on the situation that you're now facing?
So traditionally, Sydney Water has had world-class levels of leakage in our system. So we've had record, low levels of leakage across our system. That does get challenged during drought conditions, as you have the drying of the soils, particularly clay soils. It essentially pulls our pipes apart, and we do have increased levels of leakage, which we did see last year. Sydney Water invested significantly in additional crews to get out and tackle that problem, and we've been successful. So we're basically back to our background world-class levels.
How much of the situation that you're now facing is being compounded by a lack of investment? Over the next 4-year term of government, there'll be over $3 billion in dividends. And I noticed that one of the independent upper house MPs, Justin Field, is saying that very little of that is actually being reinvested into water recycling and efficiency projects. Is that the sort of thing that needs to be looked at more carefully?
So Sydney Water determines how much we need to do our asset management and renewals and investment programs, and then that's regulated through IPART.
But does more work need to be done in that area?
So we're always looking at ways that we can improve, and where our focus needs to be. As I mentioned,
is that where your focus needs to be, given the dire circumstances that you've just described?
So it has been, and it will continue to be. So where we were encountering increased leakage as a result of drought, we targeted investment there. And where we need to put investment to make sure that we can maintain performance, we will continue to do so.
All right. Catherine Port, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Catherine Port is the Executive Drought Lead for Sydney Water on Sydney's water crisis and water restrictions, the first in more than 10 years.